This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama took office promising to improve ethics and transparency in Washington. That's led to several policies aimed at the city's thousands of lobbyists. But some of them say that they are being unfairly targeted. And as NPR's Peter Overby reports, there's even talk of a lawsuit.
First, the Obama campaign told federally registered lobbyists it wouldn't take their contributions, which was okay with a lot of them. Second, after the election, Team Obama restricted what lobbyists could do in the transition. Third, the new administration said it won't hire registered lobbyists, even those from liberal policy groups, unless they abandon their areas of expertise. It does make exceptions to this, exactly four such exceptions so far. And fourth, the administration says registered lobbyists can't advocate for stimulus spending projects except in letters to be posted online. That may be the last straw.
They don't go into a meeting and say, are you a felon? Are you a child molester? Are you a terrorist? But they will ask you if you're a lobbyist and ask you to leave.
Dave Wenhold is a registered lobbyist, also president of the American League of Lobbyists. He says the Obama team has its logic backwards, because registered lobbyists, unlike anybody else, file disclosure reports four times a year.
Why would you take somebody who is accountable and take them out of the system and encourage people who aren't accountable and put them into the system?
Wenhold took his complaints to the White House last month. He met with the administration's ethics lawyer, Norm Eisen. Along with Wenhold were representatives of the American Civil Liberties Union and the watchdog group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and a lawyer who's prepping for a possible lawsuit.
Lobbyists have been separated as if they're some evil force.
Ken Gross represents the lobbyists group. He says the rules against stimulus lobbying violate equal protection rights, free speech rights, and the First Amendment right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Even setting the Constitution aside, it's not as if corporate lobbyists are the only ones caught by the rule.
There are 15 states who actually engage outside lobbyists. There are not-for-profit groups who are unable to participate.
But the White House isn't flinching. Norm Eisen, the White House ethics lawyer, spoke today at a George Washington University conference on lobbying. He said the administration wants to shut off lobbying pitches based on special relationships. He said voters should have an assurance
that everything the lobbyist is saying to the decision maker about that particular project, the lobbyist is saying to you too.
One of the administration's allies here is the liberal group Public Citizen. Its ethics maven is Craig Holman. He points to lobbying by companies that got government bailouts. The top 10, Citigroup, General Motors, and the rest, spent a combined $10 million lobbying in the first quarter. For just one thing, says Holman.
Influence peddling for the pursuit of their own interests.
But the way Holman sees it, they're not really private companies anymore.
They've accepted so much in public funds that they must change their attitude away from viewing themselves as a private special interest into viewing themselves as part of the public interest.
There's actually a Senate bill that addresses this. It's kind of a long shot. It would take an existing law, one that says nonprofits can't use federal grant money to lobby, and it would apply that ban to bailed out companies. Lobbyist Scott Talbot rejects the entire approach. He's with the Financial Services Roundtable, an industry trade group. He says lobbying is an integral part of a corporation's recovery plan.
The interest of the shareholders and the bondholders still needs to be maintained. And just because a company was willing to accept TARP money doesn't mean those interests go away.
Not even, he says, when the federal government is the biggest investor of all. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.